This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's focus on the issue that, Mbekezeli Benjamin from Judges Matter is going to talk to us about. The Magistrates Commission saying that delay tactics are the reason several magistrates who are on suspension continue to earn their salaries for years until their removal from office, revealing in Parliament that magistrates facing the chop for misconduct regularly challenge their disciplinary processes even before the courts. Among the cases that was on the spotlight is the case of Pretoria's suspended chief magistrate, Desmond Naya, who's facing corruption charges linked to state capture company Bosasa, which apparently that issue has been lingering for quite some time. Mbekezeli, hello, my good sir. How are you? Are you good?
I'm good, Mr. Kotane, and good afternoon to you and the listeners. Thank you.
Yeah, but these are people who know better. These are people who deal with these issues one way or the other. They understand where the loopholes are, aren't they?
Well, yes. Some of them are, all of them, in fact, I should say, are people who should know better and are people that we should expect to do better because they know better. But I think we must also see this in context. It is true that a lot of the magistrates that were discussed today in Parliament have been delaying the proceedings through using the mechanisms in the law. And some might say they use those mechanisms quite cynically. But at the same time, there is a lot of blame that the Magistrates Commission should take because of how slow their processes are. In one case, a magistrate who was found guilty of abusing office, they made that guilty finding in 2021. They made a recommendation to remove that magistrate in 2022. But 2 years just went by without any explanation, without any progress before they appeared in Parliament to now ask for that magistrate to be removed. So the Magistrates Commission itself needs to take some accountability for how slow these proceedings have gone.
And some of these charges are very, very, very serious. I mean, some of the suspended magistrates, their charges include running a Ponzi scheme, rape, among others, and threatening journalists.
Yeah, it is quite serious cases. There's cases of rape, cases of corruption, like you mentioned, abuse of office through running a Ponzi scheme. There's one senior magistrate in KZN who's also accused of taking bribes in order to give practicing lawyers opportunities to be acting magistrates, which is both corruption and the complete abuse of power. So all of these cases are quite serious, and which is why we're quite concerned that the Magistrates Commission has moved so slowly in dealing with these cases, even though we do understand that on some of these cases, the magistrates themselves have dragged their feet and used the legal processes in order to get these processes to be moving as slow as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a process underway, though, to look at how they could speed up these particular cases, because they eat into the fiscus? They also put a dent on the image of the Justice Ministry to a very, very, very large extent. Or does this also speak to the fact that perhaps there may be shortages in terms of magistrates in the country?
Well, look, the answer to that is complex, but maybe let me start here. The vast majority of the magistrates in South Africa are hardworking people of integrity. That point we must make clear, and we must emphasize that a lot of our magistrates are good people who work under very difficult conditions to deliver justice for people of South Africa. But there are a few bad apples, and that we are worried that the Magistrates Commission is not acting fast enough to deal with. We are, of course, encouraged that recently the Magistrates Commission has been able to nominate a chairperson for the Ethics Committee, which is responsible for running these cases. And we are seeing a little bit of progress in terms of them moving these cases to Parliament so that Parliament is able to remove the magistrates who've been found guilty. So those are signs that are positive and we are encouraged. But we still want the Magistrates Commission to move much faster.
Yeah.
They need to put in more resources in making these cases to be dealt with as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Is this issue completely separate with what we've seen as well with the judges?
Yes, the processes and the cases are completely different, because the cases that concern the magistrates are dealt with by the magistrates' commission. The ones that are concerning judges are dealt with by the Judicial Service Commission. Mm. Both of these bodies are operate independently of each other. But the point that
but
you
the
raised,
problems are not different. The challenges
yes,
are not different.
Absolutely, the challenges do seem to be very similar. So we hope that they are comparing notes and exchanging lessons about how to deal with these cases faster. Because even the Judicial Service Commission, we are quite critical about how slowly the cases that are concerned judges who've done wrong are moving. Right now, there is a case of a judge who's accused of sexual harassment, quite a senior judge. That case, the JC announced that a tribunal has been appointed, but the tribunal hasn't announced when they'll be starting hearings. They haven't announced which witnesses will be called. All of those things are very quick to deal with, but they're taking too long. And we're asking, why is that the case?
Thank you so much. As always, we really, really, really appreciate your time, Mbekezele.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. There you go, Mbekezele Benjamin, the Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.